Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Broadcasting from the Shaw Star Market Studio, the exclusive home of Patriots Monday and Friday with Bill Belichick and Julian Edelman. Sports Radio 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1 Lawrence Boston. Radio.com sports station. NFL Sunday on EEI is presented by
Kaplansky Insurance. More choices, more savings. Kaplansky.com.
Co-sponsored by the New England Recovery Center. Leave the path of addiction and get on the road to recovery. Visit NewEnglandRecoveryCenter.org for more information.
Northeast Electrical, where pros need pros.
And Zooty. Build any app your company needs in a week. Visit Zooty.com for details. NFL Sunday with Rich Keefe, Christian Fourier, and Jermaine Wiggins. Now broadcasting from our Best Yet studios, here's Rich Keefe with Super Bowl champions Christian Fourier and Jermaine Wiggins.
Is anything change as far as that goes? I mean, that could change
every week, Luke. Yeah, every week you ask if something's changed.
It has changed, though, because you guys have been eliminated, right? So maybe you look at Stidham the last 2 weeks? Okay. I do wonder what that fine line, how do you balance it? I don't know if it's just because we're watching Cam Newton play, and I think myself and people that watch it, there's a struggle with him moving the football downfield, throwing the football, and we're just looking at it. I don't know if it's Stidham's not showing what he needs in practice. Once you're eliminated, to give him a couple games just to see what he looks like in a game as a starter.
Yeah, great point, Luke.
What's Bill doing? Cleaning his office? I mean, that sounds like he's like cleaning his office.
Hey, he gave him some credit and said it was a great point.
That's right. All right, Christian Fourier is here. Jay Wiggs, Super Bowl champions, and then you just basically have a dope like me.
Yeah.
Gary Tanguay filling in for Rich Keefe. Fourier, how are you, buddy?
Oh, my God. You know what, guys? I don't miss that at all, and I hadn't heard it, to be honest with you. I had not heard. I've heard little pieces of it, but that was fabulous. Are you kidding me? You know what, Gary? You know what, Wiggs? Hey, Merry Christmas, Merry New Year, all that stuff. Hope Santa got you everything you wanted.
Yep.
I'm amazed that he continues to find new ways to just disrespect and just screw with the people who are interviewing him. Listen, give him credit. Doesn't give a crap. Screw you. I do what I want. I've got enough Super Bowl rings. I can do whatever the hell I want.
Great point, Luke.
Yeah. Let me be condescending. Let me act like I'm like appreciative of the question, but I'm gonna be condescending because I kind of have to. Oh my God. Hi.
Christian, did you think he was gonna answer it any other way?
No. Listen, I get it, Wiggy.
I know you weren't there when it took place.
No, but I've been in the position where the questions have to be asked.
And no, I know that.
We're not doing. If the mantra is gonna be "do your job," it should apply to everyone who is actually doing their job. It should apply to people who are trying to do their job along with you. Like, he's doing his job. So it doesn't have to be all perfect. It doesn't need to be contentious. I just feel like if he just decided to take a different approach and just answer the question every single time, because that is part of being a head coach. I'm sorry, I cannot remove that aspect of your job. So here we are, and we have to ask the obvious, or we would get criticized for not doing our job. Like, we rag and we complain and we bitch about the other slaps that are out there trying to do the same thing. So to me, Lou did an excellent job, an unbelievable job, because there's an air of awkwardness. There's a line you got to cross when you have to commit to it being awkward, when you know it's going to be awkward. That interview doesn't really ever give us anything than awkward moments. That's why right now, Lou, going into the last two games of the season, is the leader in the Awkward Silence Award race. Wow. I haven't been on air in a while. I have a lot to say.
Yeah, he's fired up.
Yeah, I mean, say it, man.
It drives me nuts. It drives me nuts. Well, it drives me insane, Wiggy.
I know, but listen.
You have it easy, Wiggy. You sit there and you guys, hey, bro, what's up, homie?
Yeah,
what you wear today?
Yeah, it's a little different in the morning. I ain't going to front. You know, I've done a few of those. Like, granted, they've been training camp, you know, Belichick interviews. So I kind of like stay in my lane because I don't want to be like, I'm not trying to get embarrassed by him answering like the questions in the dumbest way.
It's called a battlefield commission.
Yes.
It's not, you nothing to be embarrassed about. Well, it happens to everybody.
I don't feel like taking those extra bullets. So I'll keep it all football. But I wonder, and I heard Tommy Curran say this last week on Dale and Keith, and he made a good point about it. And it was about the fact that, like, we praise Belichick a lot of the times for the way he answers his questions, or we don't push him on the way he answers his questions.
Who praises him for answering his questions?
Well, I think,
when does that ever happen?
I think there'll be a people say, well, look at how other organizations, players are, you know, say certain things that'll lead to, you know,
you mean how Belichick keeps it in-house and doesn't, and he's not controversial, when right now he's being extremely controversial by not being a decent human being.
Right.
I would just like to add that, and you guys have more experience with him than I do, right now, he just looks like a whiny dink.
But he's always looked like a whiny dink.
Not when you're winning. Not when you're winning, baby. When you're winning, you can do anything you want.
But
when you're losing like this, you look like a whiny dink.
But there were games he lost and he looked whiny. I think the problem is we haven't seen whininess every week, you know what I mean? Because they've been losing so many games. So if you do get whiny Bill Belichick, it might be like two or three times, maybe four times a year. Okay.
Can I ask both of you guys, and this is going to lead to my point. Christian, when did you leave the Patriots, and how did it happen?
Well, I left the Patriots in what? Let me see. 2005 was my last year.
Right, and you went to Carolina, correct?
No, I went to Washington.
Oh, Washington.
Signed a two-year deal with Washington, but they only made it through one, and then I signed a one-year deal with Carolina. So I ended my career with Carolina.
Okay, and Wiggy, what happened with you? I forgot. Carolina?
Oh, don't go into this. It's very...
Oh, Fourier pushed you out the door.
I basically pushed him out the door.
Well, that's
really
okay.
Wasn't me.
No, it wasn't Christian. No, Cam Cleland.
You lost your gig to Cam Cleland? Jesus.
Yes, the guy who had seven Achilles injuries.
Yeah.
But, yeah, unlike Christian, I wasn't a free agent. I wasn't given the ability to go elsewhere. They just was like, all right, your time's done here.
Okay.
Whatever that was, 02. When did you get here, Christian?
Yeah,
spring
okay.
of 02.
So here's my point. And then, so... Fourier ruined your career. Cleland ruined your career. Vrabel ruined Fourier's career because he caught all those touchdowns. But my point is when your time is up as a player, Bill doesn't keep you around because you did something well in the past. It's time to move on. He did it with Ty Law.
Right.
He did it with Drew Bledsoe. He did it with Mike Vrabel. He did it with Jay Wiggs. He did it with Christian Fourier.
Right.
All right? So why can't we do it with him? Why do we have to sit there and say, well, geez, Bill, you won six Super Bowls, but you're not going to play the playoffs this year and your quarterbacks suck? As a matter of fact, you know, ESPN's reporting Newton goes again tomorrow night. Why on earth would I waste my time watching tomorrow night's game? This is what I'm going to do with tomorrow night's game. I'm going to have my phone. I'm going to do stuff. And if I get an alert that Stidham's in, I'll turn the game on. But to watch Newton tomorrow night is a complete waste of time. And that's the frustrating thing about it, Christian, is I saw what he did to all of you guys, and justifiably so. Justifiably so. But yet, the rules don't apply to him. Just like the rules didn't apply to him with Malcolm Butler.
He talks
about Malcolm Butler. He sat Malcolm Butler for personal reasons. It cost him a Super Bowl. Bill does what he wants for him, team.
So with that in mind, if that is your stance on that, I think there's two options. Okay, to the why. Because if we want to really get into the weeds, okay, so why? So they obviously know more than we do. We're not in the meetings.
Do they? We don't.
They do. Okay. I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt on that one.
Mm-hmm.
So there's only two reasons why Stidham really, really sucks. And I don't care how many opportunities I give him. I know I missed on that draft pick. I know that guy doesn't have it. So why would I waste my time throwing that guy out there when he would only make it look worse? And so to me, that's the first option. Okay. Mm-hmm. Stidham is so bad. So bad that it's not even worth wasting reps. Give it to the veteran.
Right.
I'd rather give it to the veteran than give it to a guy that I know sucks. Or he's just stubborn and doesn't care. And
bingo.
It's like pride.
Bingo.
It's like so I think it's a little bit of both, Gary.
Well, I'm gonna go with option one.
I'm going with two.
Because knowing Bill and Christian, I think you know Bill pretty well, that the guys that are better or in his mind give him a better chance to win will play. You know, there are guys that he might, you know, the whole Malcolm Butler thing, I don't know.
I don't know the whole behind the scenes there,
but I think it has to do with something that was more than football related. But I'm talking strictly football, and Christian, you know, the guy who he feels like is going to give them the best chance of winning, I think that's the guy who plays, and we've seen it before. He doesn't care, you know, for the most part, where you're drafted, that type of stuff. He's going to play the guy that gives him the best chance of winning, unless you're an absolute, you know, Gary, to use your word, dink, where he doesn't like you and he'll sit you. I think maybe, but usually you put yourself in that position. Like, who was the running back who had the, like, you know, career game against the Colts? Was it Jonas Gray?
Yeah, Jonas Gray.
Right, and then
over 200 yards.
Right, and then
four touchdowns.
Right, and then like shows up late to practice or misses a meeting, and yeah. Bill's like, all right, if this is the way you're gonna play, you know, just because you had one good game, I'm not gonna ride this with you. And I think that's what it is with Stidham. I don't think he thinks he's good.
Well, but Fourier, I mean, Christian, correct me if I'm wrong, because I don't want to put words in your mouth, but weren't you in a situation where you could have made bonus money, but you didn't get a shot, but other players like Deion Branch did?
No, I think this is my own personal feeling. You know, they don't like spending money. They don't want to spend extra money. But that is a little bit different because, like, yeah, I actually believe, like, my reps started to decrease mm-hmm. when I got closer to my bonus. But that's and maybe I'm seeing ghosts. I don't know.
No, you ain't. Because that happened with, I think it was, I can't remember if it was Kevin Falk. It might have been Kevin Falk when you know, back in the day. And he was getting kickoff returns. And I guess he had some bonuses tied into kickoff returns. And then all of a sudden they took him off the kickoff return team as the returner late in the season. So I see that happens in the NFL all the time, where guys are close.
But what does that have to do with our discussion?
Yeah,
what
I don't know. Gary brought that up.
Explain that, Gary. Yeah, you just threw a wrench into the whole. Are we going down a different road now, or are you just?
No,
you
my
here?
Point is that Bill doesn't always do what's best for the team. Bill has favorites. Mm-hmm. Bill likes you, or he doesn't. Now there are other players he helped get that bonus. Okay,
yeah, Troy Brown was one.
So that's my point. So Bill has favorites. Right now,
right.
Cam Newton is his favorite because I think that Cam Newton is a yes man. We're going to get to Brady later on, and believe me, we're going to talk about Brady a lot.
I'll be willing to go down that road with you as having some and validate that. I like that angle.
Right.
I can relate to that and put some truth to that. Even though no one would ever admit to it,
right?
But I would 100, and I think there's a certain type of guy that gets that because not everybody gets
no,
it.
No. That, and you have to be you. Have
and you're
to,
right, Gary, on that. Like it, but it isn't for everybody.
Right?
And it's a weird dynamic of the guys that get it.
And I don't know. And the crazy part about it is, and you know, like Chris said, when we talk about it, it's weird. Nobody really knows how you get it because some people get it. You go what?
Yeah.
And then other people that don't get it, you're like, really? He didn't get it?
So just so people understand, when we say it, we're talking about preferential treatment from Bill.
Yeah, like
for your bonuses, and he likes you more.
Yeah, exactly. And it, like, it's like, you know, he's my boy. I'm going to take care of him.
Right.
You know what I mean? But I don't really agree with I understand where you're going with that. But when it comes to playing time, for a guy like Stidham and Cam Newton, I'm not really buying that because the guy I would use for a perfect example is Ryan Izzo. Ryan Izzo is playing a position, whereas if there was somebody better than him.
Tight end, crime on crime.
Tight end. No. If there was somebody better than him that Bill thought in that position group, they would be playing.
Of course, because he sucks as a GM and he couldn't draft anybody. But
that's not the point. The point is that if he, the coach, thought there was a better option.
He doesn't like it. It's not. Izzo isn't there because he likes him.
Right.
In my opinion, Cam Newton is. And this brings us back full circle to the question that Lou Maloney asked. Why are you starting Cam Newton? He's going to start him again tomorrow night. There are no playoff ramifications at all. There is nothing to play for. Mm-hmm. He's going to continue to start Cam Newton, who has 5 passing touchdowns. Tom Brady, the guy he ran out of town, had 4 in the first half yesterday.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So the point is, my point is, Cam Newton's a yes man. Bill likes him. That's why he's playing, because there is no reason why Cam Newton should be playing. And there is no reason why Bill Belichick, Christian, should not answer the question. And that's it is part of being a coach, and both of you said it, is dealing with the media. I mean, even Parcells, as much of a bully Parcells could be, and I hate bullies. And right now Bill's trying to bully people, mm-hmm. and that does not fly with me. I mean, if you've won 6 Super Bowl championships and you are the greatest coach of all time, which I think he is, all right, you should be gracious in interviews with Christian, with Jay Wiggs, with Lou. And just play the game.
No, it's only Charlie Weiss. Charlie Weiss and Keyshawn.
Yeah, but you, okay, so I will ask you this. So, okay.
Right.
Real easy to do. Hey, Bill, do me a solid. Can you come on my show? I just started this new show on ESPN. Can you imagine if Keyshawn Johnson had to interview Bill Belichick every Monday for an entire season?
Right.
Now, do you think this old brother-in-law, hey, good old days, let's talk about when we were with the Jets, that whole thing, how long would that fly?
Yeah.
2 seconds.
Yeah, right.
You waste it early, and then I would be critical as hell if he was not asking the right questions. Sure. And then you know, politeness gets thrown out the window. If Willie McGinnis had to interview Bill every freaking
week,
please give me a break.
Right.
Listen, any of these guys. The reason it works because it's one-off situations. It's, you know, it's fluff pieces. There's no depth to it. There's no real questions being asked. So you retain your good relationship with them, and there's no one's holding a grudge because you're not. We're forced to ask questions that are uncomfortable that people want to hear about. Like, I remember so many times I get in a situation and I get it. He just pantses me.
Right.
You know, and I'm like, well, wait a second. I know what the answer is before I even ask it. I know the answer. Okay. But the dude listening has no clue. He has not been in a meeting room. He has not been on the practice field. He has no clue. Hey, I saw you guys huddling over there. What were you guys talking about? Well, we were talking about defenses. Stupid. It's like, okay. Go, Lou. I mean, so I would say, and I don't know who said it at first, but I think it was you, Gary. The only difference is the record. That's it.
Right.
It has a different meaning now.
Changes everything.
Right.
Everything. Now you're Matt Patricia. Now you look.
Sure.
You're defensive. You're argumentative. You're short. You're not agreeable at all. You're condescending. I mean, his defense is to be condescending.
Well,
hey, great. Hey, Mike Reese. Great question, buddy. Hey, you know what? I can't believe, you know, I wasn't even thinking about that. That's an excellent question. You know, we're going to stick with Cam.
Well, and I also think this too, though, right? And I also think when you look at a lot of the questions that you have to ask him, the questions that you're asking him now are way different than you asked in the past, because usually in the past, like you said, they're winning, right? So there's no quarterback controversy question. There's no, why isn't this guy playing and that guy playing? When you think about it, when have you've been in a position before? It might have been like, and Christian, you probably know, you obviously know better than anybody else because you guys interview him on a weekly basis, and you interviewed him last year when things were going good. And it's generally, well, what happened on defense that allowed that team to rush for 250 yards? It's not so much about personnel. And, you know, with this year, the number one question I think that's probably been frustrating for him to have to deal with, and I've heard him talk about this on your show before, Christian, is you asked about Cam and why he plays over Stidham. And he said that Cam gives them – he's the best player in that room when it comes to giving them the best chance of winning. Right?
Yep.
So he kind of said that, you know.
Can I ask you something, Wiggs? And then I want Christian to. Can you tell me why, though, without giving away state secrets? Because, you know, like, the one thing about Belichick, and I have been in the press room when he opens up about football history,
uh-huh.
right? And he talks about plays with the Giants or this and that or why that – It is magnificent. It is porn. It is poetic. So why can't Wigsy just say, this is what Stidham needs to work on,
right,
A, B, C, D, and E, and this is, and then footwork, arm slot, any of that
but
stuff.
But he might think that it's not about his footwork, arm slot, mechanics.
Make it up.
But the reason why Stidham might not be playing is because he might feel like Cam controls the huddle better. Cam gives him the opportunity.
So why
can't
he say that?
Well, then maybe that's giving away state secrets for him. Because now he's directly talking about a player's skill set, you know, where Stidham's, you know, footwork isn't good. He's not going to do that. That's giving away, not only is it giving away state secrets, but it's also, you know, aren't you necessarily kind of throwing your player under the bus if you say, well, he don't have good footwork or he doesn't have read the field that good? We sit here and we bitched about your boy Bruce Arians saying Brady didn't know if it was right, man or zone. So do you really want him saying that if you're a player?
I don't know, Fourier. What do you think?
For example,
what I was saying to Wiggs is like, okay, the question that Lou asked. When Bill talks about football openly, it's awesome. It's poetic. It's tremendous,
sure,
right? So why can't he just say, look, this is what Stidham has to work on, his footwork, his reads. Cam's a veteran. He understands this. He commands the huddle better. And until Stidham gets to the level of Cam, I'm not making a change.
Yeah.
Why can't you say that?
Listen, I'll throw this in. Have you ever listened to other coaches in other markets after games? Have you guys ever done that?
Well, yeah, we get Bruce Arians all the time.
Talk about Arians. Yeah.
Well, Bruce Arians, but I'm talking about a local radio station that has the same relationship. Okay, so I have, and I'm so jealous. It's remarkable. It's like there's a way to answer a question without giving away state secrets. Because I know you can't, you know, make the other team's job easier. And I think that's part of it. I'm not going to do anything to make the other team's job easier. I'm going to make them figure it out for themselves. So, of course, he doesn't get into, oh, he's got to work on footwork. Ooh, there's a sign. You know, so he does that. He's very protective. He's militantly protective about everything. Let them figure it out for themselves. So you go down, you listen to ESPN Radio down in L.A., you listen to Sean McVay, you listen to Anthony Lynn, you listen to Pete Carroll up in Seattle, and you sit there and you go, wow, those guys like each other, and it's a conversation, and they just say, listen, okay, man, why are you starting him? It's just never going to happen. And I will say this, if Bill's anything, he's consistent. If you go back to the Giants, if you go back to the Browns, he was the same. He's always been this way.
Christian, run out of time.
But Christian.
I know, but my point is, again, Gary, he don't care.
Right.
But he doesn't care.
Christian, let me ask you this. In your research about, you know, listening to these other shows, would you say that the people asking these questions are a little bit more, I'm trying to use the right word, are a little bit more soft, right? Because when you guys ask questions, it comes off as like a lot more, especially here for our media, is like, you know,
it becomes off more, it's more abrasive.
Yeah, they're not, you know, you ain't pulling any punches.
Well, the coach has treated us like dirt for 20 years.
Right. But, okay, so is that the difference? So when you listen to some of these, like, you know, Pete Carroll getting interviewed, is the guy answering him questions? Is he even asking tough questions, or is he like, you know, softballing everything?
No, they are. And you know what? I'll even forget about football. Alex Cora. We interview him also. Totally different experience. Brad Stevens. Listen to that all the time. Mm-hmm. I mean, so, I mean, there's a guy that has to answer tough questions. I mean, and on a more consistent basis based on how many games they have. So,
but if you're going to do that, wouldn't you just say then if that's Bill's personality,
that's who he is. So that's my point.
It
is who he is. So we can bitch and complain all we want. It's never going to change.
But you know something, though, Christian, it is who he is, but he's smart enough to make adjustments because you could see him turn on the charm. And he really should take a page out of Bill Parcells' book because Parcells used to have
this. Yeah, but they're two different guys. I told you, Gary. I played for both of them, right?
Yeah, they're two different guys. I got it.
Their personalities are two different. Parcells is an outgoing. If Parcells wasn't a coach and Belichick wasn't a coach, we had the same conversation with Cam Newton and Brady. If Belichick wasn't a coach and Parcells wasn't a coach and Parcells walked into a room, he would be the life of the party. He'd be, you know, getting everybody laughing. He'd be telling stories about this, that, and the other. Belichick walks in a room. He's kind of awkward. people are like, man, what's up with this dude? Why, you know, he don't seem like, is he trying to blow the place up? Whereas, whereas with Cam Newton, it's the same thing with him and Brady. If Cam walks in, you feel like, yo, this dude is, he's the life of the party. I can hang. When Brady walks in, he's kind of like, and Chris, you could talk about that. Like, if Tom wasn't playing football, guys would be like, yo, what's wrong with this dude? You know, just because his personality, he's a little bit more like.
He's aloof.
Well, he's a little bit more squarish.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I would say that the one thing that stands out to me is, okay, you've had a long run of success, and the losing has like, you don't have the protection of wins. So your personality real becomes a little bit, you know, too much for people to deal with. So you get more criticized. You become, you just look, I don't know what your word was, Gary, but you just look like a sore loser. You look
whiny, a whiny dink. Whiny. I really dumbed it down. And Brady used to do the same thing. Brady did the same thing. You know, the bottom line is Lou Maloney did his job, and we're very proud of him. And the one thing I don't understand is why Bill doesn't respect Lou because of what he accomplished as a professional athlete. Because generally there's a fraternity. I mean, I get it. Like with Jay Wiggs and Christian and, you know, guys that have played major league sports, it's not like I will never be in that circle. Like a coach will never look at me the way he looks at you. And right. they never should. But I'm really shocked. And we'll wrap this up here because we have to go to break. I'm really shocked that Bill has not had more respect for Lou Maloney, who was a professional baseball player and who really beat. Lou was not supposed to be in the big leagues. I mean, that guy scratched and clawed his way into Major League Baseball. And I'm just surprised that Bill doesn't have more respect for him. All right, this is NFL Sunday presented by Kaplansky Insurance. We got more coming up on WEEI.
Don't miss a minute of your favorite WEEI shows by using the Rewind feature in your radio.com app. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Okay, trending is brought to you by Bertucci's. Give the gift of brick oven goodness this holiday season with a gift card from Bertucci's. Receive a $5 dine-in bonus for every $25 gift card purchase. Order at Bertucci's.com. Patriots off today. They take on the AFC champion Buffalo Bills. That's a tough pill to swallow. Tomorrow night on Monday Night Football, Cam Newton expected to start for the Patriots. So again, I ask, why watch? Three games in action yesterday. Brady lit him up in the first half. Lions, I mean, Bucs just walked all over them 47-7. 49ers beat the Cardinals. Cardinals, I don't know what's going on with them. And how about that? We got to talk about the Dolphin win, which was crazy. Crazy end. And I will also set up a topic for later on. Ryan Fitzpatrick is an unrestricted free agent.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that, people. Celtics tip off against the Pacers tonight at 8. ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski reports the Celtics and Brooklyn are the two latest teams to discuss a James Harden trade. That is what's trending at WEEI and WEEI.com. NFL Sunday is brought to you by Kaplansky Insurance.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Back to more NFL Sunday with Keith Fourier and Wiggy.
Broadcasting from our Best Yet studios. Best Yet. Shop your local grocer for the best quality and value.
On the home for Patriots fans. WEEI.
I love playing, and the teammates that I have, I've always feel like, you know, I never want to let them down. So I know it's been that way for, you know, 21 years of my career. I just try to show them, do the best I can do every week and every day, and realize that the competition isn't only on Sunday. The competition's every day of the week. You know, I've got a lot of guys on this team this year that have made a great commitment to one another, and we're committed to being the best we could be.
That is Tom Brady, 4 touchdowns in the first half yesterday. I mean, Detroit sucks. I mean, it was awful. But, hey, look, the Bucs did what they were supposed to do. They pummeled them 47-7. They are in the playoffs. They clinch a spot. The Pat storyline, the final push, brought to you by Cars for Kids. They remind you that time is running out to donate your car for 2020. Call 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS today or go to carsforkids.com to schedule the free pickup of your car. All right, 4 years here along with Jay Wiggs, Gary Tangway, and for Keith. Also, Josh on the other side of the window here doing all the work. Guys, I think that this is, it's hard not to say this. I'm watching Brady yesterday, and I know that Detroit is the junior varsity. I get it. As a fan, I'm rooting like hell for Brady and Gronk to get to the Super Bowl. And everybody says, no, 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 it's not going to happen. I disagree completely, because both of you guys know what Brady can do in the playoffs for a team, not only on the field, but as a leader. But I think it's beginning to look more and more like Bill ran Brady out of town. Christian?
You mean, okay, so run out of town. I mean, I guess you could dumb it down and say that, like, and, you know, and like in a roundabout way without giving any explanation or any context to it, because he didn't offer him a respectable contract. So, yeah, sure, he ran him out of town. He didn't want. He ran me out of town. Definitely ran Wiggy out of town.
Yeah, he ran me out of town.
You know, in the end, listen, everybody gets run out of town. And I would say there's always the exception of the rule. You know what the exception of the rule is, Gary? The exception in the rule are guys like Teddy Bruschi, Troy Brown, Kevin Falk.
Right.
Guys, Anthony Pleasant, another one. Guys that are
Devin
Matt
McCourty.
Light. He'll be one.
Right.
Guys that are institutionalized Patriot guys, Red Jacket guys who were drafted, who were developed, who came up with Bill, who don't really care about playing someplace else. They don't want to go through the motions, and their loyalty lies with Bill and the Patriots. So when I see something like that happen, I sit there and go, these are guys that will take less. They'll want to be a Gerard Mayo.
Yeah, it's another good one.
Listen, there's a guy. So when I think about guys that are willing to rock the boat, Seymour, Logan Mankins, right. Deion Branch, guys that aren't going to play this little cat and mouse game, guys that aren't going to say, you know what, I get it. You just said why, you just explained to me why this is a good deal for me, and it means less money and less exposure. I'm going to take it. No, guys that are willing to rock the boat and treat this as strictly as a business don't care about a red jacket, don't care about their legacy with the Patriots. It's a business to them. They don't get influenced by, you know, history. But other guys do. And Brady, unbelievably so, finally decided to say, screw it. I'm gonna start my own family.
Right.
And I respect it.
Right. And that's the only way you can do it. Even Gronk said it a couple years back at one of his press conferences. Like, You want to get paid here, you got to be willing to hold out. You got to be willing to rock the boat. That don't mean you're going to get paid here, but that means, you know, you're going to put some pressure. And players that know it's a business and treat it like it's a business, they're not on that it list that we talked about. Why is he on that list?
Yeah. You know? Well, Brewski never had an agent until he had a stroke. That's why he was on that list,
right? And
because he took less money.
Yeah, and that's
every
it.
Time
they're willing to work with Bill on those, you know, those family friendly discounts. That's what it comes down to. But the only reason why Brady's not here is because they didn't want to pay him.
I mean, Wiggs, when you said that family friendly discount, I'm sorry, I kind of interrupted you there, but Chris, both of you can relate to this. I remember when Brewski. And I no disrespect to Teddy. He was a great Patriot.
Right.
And he made the choices that he wanted to make. And he's a great analyst. But this is just the situation. I remember when Brewski retired and Bill said Teddy was the perfect Patriot.
Yeah.
All of us in the media were on the floor.
Right.
We were peeing our pants. Translation, he took less money.
Right.
Yeah. He was the perfect player. He never gave me a hard time at the negotiating table. And you guys were in practice with him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he always did what he was told, which is great, which is what he should have done.
Well,
it gets back to my point.
But see,
if you're a yes man,
but see,
you're good here.
But I think all players, and I don't know, and from at least my time here, I think all players ultimately are yes men. There are not many players that are bucking at Belichick. You know, Vrabel might be the only one that I can remember, but there are like we're all yes men to this to a certain point. Like when the coach says you need to do this, you go, "All right, coach, I'm going to do that." If the coach says, "All right, take a lap," you don't go, "Nah, I'm not taking it." We're all kind of yes men. I think it's more about yes men at the negotiation table or taking that family friendly discount where
right.
Brewski probably could have made more money on the open market, especially at that time when he was kind of like at the peak of his career, saying, "You know what? I love this organization. I love how they do things here. I'm willing to, you know, rather than make $5 or $8 million a year as a linebacker, I'm willing to take the $2 million."
You know, Christian, I just think that Bill stopped building around Brady and he made a mistake. I mean, Bill screwed up. Bill screwed up because
and
you
that
got
is
to,
okay to say.
Yeah, I mean, but I mean, let's look at it, guys. I mean, be honest. I mean, Christian, Bill made a mistake because Gronk obviously can still play, and so can't Tom Brady.
Right.
And he did not bend the rules for them. And in professional sports, you just have to bend the rules for the stars. Bill was sick of Brady. And he didn't want
but
to make
Brady
up Brady rules.
Brady would still be here if Bill gave him the money. I'm not sure about
I
Gronk.
I agree.
I'm not sure about Gronk.
No, you're probably right about Gronk.
But Brady would be, if Bill said, "Hey, Tom, I'm going to give you 2 years, $25 million on top of, you know, last season," Tom would be here.
Well, I mean, Christian, what do you think? Okay. I mean, guys, Bill was trying to trade Rob Gronkowski to the Lions, right? We thought Gronk was done. He didn't look done yesterday.
No, he did, and I would say just to that whole guys that are willing, I like the fact. So Bill has a philosophy that has worked for him for 20 years. I would even say it technically worked in Cleveland. That same philosophy worked. He took a crap team, he rebuilt it. He brought in good coaches. He did a good job of kind of managing that roster, and they made the playoffs. You know, at the Cleveland Browns. And the next year, not so much. They had some issues, whatever. But the fact is that telling a guy, "Hey, stop doing what you're doing," and everything that you know, and especially all the things that got you to where you're at. Like, if he would have been willing to kind of change his philosophy for a couple guys, then, yeah, it maybe would have been different. But ultimately, like, the relationship had to end. Like, it just had to end.
Why? Why, though? I mean, why?
With the relationship between who, Gronk?
I would say I, as much as I was I hated and I was a victim of the whole get rid of him 2 years early before instead of 2 years late. Smart teams that do that, they don't get you know tethered to some crappy ass contract of an old player that can't produce. They're not affected by it. You see it all the time. Teams that like have this, you know, emotional connection to one of their players, and they want to keep them around. You know, they can't make the tough decision, so they end up being again tethered to a contract that's going to affect them 3 years down the road. The Patriots don't do that. They made a decision. I would say, ultimately, the decision was right. Ultimately, the decision was right. But I think like the timing as far as how who they replaced them with was off.
Well, because, and also the other thing you look at, if you're talking about the Gronk situation, it might be a little bit different because it's about coaching, and maybe Gronk wanted a little less pressure. As like, you know, wasn't a big fan of the Monday morning meetings and getting called out and certain things. But I would never put LT in that category because you got to understand, LT, what Bill Belichick wasn't LT's head coach. He was his position coach. And we all remember the story that Belichick told us on, you know, all-time 100 about LT showing up late to the meeting and saying, hey, Parcells, this guy showed up late to the meeting, and Parcells, well, then guess what? You need to wait for him because he's not late, or however he phrased that story.
Start the meeting later.
Yeah, start the meeting later. Yeah, right. Exactly. But so as a head coach, he might have did things differently with LT, you know, and not, you know, doing some of those things. So I think with Gronkowski, he probably didn't like a lot of the stuff Bill did as far as the way Bill was as a coach, you know, kind of belittling and you know, calling you out in front of your peers and kind of embarrassing you. Maybe Gronk didn't like that part of, you know, Belichick as a coach. And
so don't do it. So don't.
But that's
do
who
it.
Bill is, though.
Well, but Bill didn't adjust, and we're going to continue this. And I think this is, people will say, Tanguay, this is an easy second guess. Yeah, it is, because the evidence is right there. It's right there. Bill ran Brady out of town, and he blew it. More
well,
coming
he didn't
up.
Run him out of town.
He ran him out of town.
He just didn't pay him, Gary.
Same thing.
Yeah.
And plus, same thing.
It just depends on how, if you want to be polite and respectful, you say, you know, it didn't work out. If you want to treat it hard like it really is, it's a cutthroat business, he ran him out of town.
He didn't think he would leave. His boy.
And Gronk.
He didn't think, he tried to trade Gronk, for God's
sake. Oh, I got to give you my theory on Gronk. I got to get your opinion on my theory on Gronk.
Fourier, that is a big market tease. Jay Wiggs is here. We got Christian Fourier. I'm tangling in for Keefe. And NFL Sunday is presented by Kaplansky Insurance. Fourier's big theory on Gronk coming up.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Back to more NFL Sunday with Keith Fourier and Wiggy.
Presented by Kaplansky Insurance, Northeast Electrical, and Zudy.
On the home for Patriots fans, WEI.
All right, this is NFL Sunday. NFL Sunday, broadcasting from our Best Yet studios on NFL Sunday.
Ooh.
You want me to do that again like Don Pardo?
Yeah,
it's
I like
the
it.
Fourier likes it.
You have that voice.
Fourier wants that phone signal.
If you were black, I'd be like, you got that Isaac Hayes voice.
Oh, well, Barry White.
I don't think.
Or James Earl Jones.
I would like to see like what like a, you know, a phone sex call would be with Gary Tanguay.
Oh, yeah. Feels so good. Right. Touch me one more time. No. Oh, that. I'm almost there.
Well, you'll find out I'm done at one. broadcasting from our Best Yet studios.
Yeah.
This is NFL Sunday. I was at, real quick, I was at a place of business.
Mm-hmm.
Went in to pay, had some work done on my car, and the woman did say to me, do you do phone sex?
Oh, do you do 1-900?
You should do that. And I went, no, I don't, but thank you for asking, and I've got to go.
Well, because you think about it, right? You think about when you're talking about, you know, slow jams or, you know, after hours music, it's generally those guys with those deep, sultry voices that are
But I don't know if I think – I don't know if Gary has that. He's got an unbelievable voice, but I don't know if 1-900 Gary sex talk. Maybe sex advice. Mm. If I heard Gary's voice, like trying to get me going, I don't know.
Yeah, did you touch me there? Yeah.
Right. See, and I.
Oh, I feel so good.
See, you know.
Okay, that'll be $500.
Right, Christian. What he would need training in, he would need training and like how
you
to
smooth it out.
Yeah, like how to smooth out his lingo and the way his talk, because he'd be like you said, yeah, this is. Are you feeling that right there? He's got to learn.
It's not quite making it move.
Yeah, he's not. He's not like he's perfect for like I told you. He's perfect for like James Earl Jones or you know the.
Yeah, he should be the voice of Darth Vader.
Yeah, or if you put him on like the TLC channel and National Geographic. Yeah. You know,
yeah.
The lion is the king of the jungle. Watch how it jumps on
exactly. Yeah, I watched this whole thing, this whole like thing on Apple TV where it was like talking about this. It's like you know Africa after dark or something like that, where they had these high end cameras, and the narrator should have been Gary.
We'd be perfect for that.
Should have been. Oh, the lion cub is lost, and the mama searches for the cub, and you know it's like, and I don't know if he's gonna make it. And then that whole thing, like that, like ooh, but Gary doing like sex talk,
he's got to smooth out his lingo. That's all.
Definitely, the edges are way too rough and rigid.
He needs a little bit more experience.
Oh, yeah. Maybe he should work on it.
We
should have a helpline.
We should.
And just have people call in and Gary, you know, works on his sexy talk, his sexy voice.
That would be perfect. That would be a great bit. Gary, my husband and I can't, for some reason, our sex life just hasn't been the same in the last 6 months. What do you think it is? Well, maybe what you should first do is get some baby oil and strawberries.
Yeah, no. The husband and wife have to be actually in the act, and it's like an 800 number, you know, for advice. But instead of fixing your computer, it's like, listen, my husband, we were in the mood, and then something happened, and he lost it. Right. Gary, can you help him? I got you, buddy. All right. I want you to think sexy thoughts.
Stay away from the baseball thoughts.
Yeah. Okay. Your wife, touch her leg. I feel like Gary.
You got to see Gary's face right now. He's like, what do I do?
All right. 1-800 Care Bear.
There you go.
That'll work. I would call that. You know, I would call that line.
Hey, baby. Christian, I would trade my voice for your abs. How about that?
I only have like two right now.
Is it two abs?
Yeah, but it would take like two. A week to get four.
Are they at the top or the bottom?
At the top. Nobody has them at the bottom.
Have you ever had abs, Wiggy?
No, I've never had abs. I might have had, like, if you catch the light and I was wet coming out of a pool or sweating, like, based on maybe you might be able to see just one, you know, like, I think I could see it. It's there somewhere, but it's been a long time since I've had that.
Okay, I want to set up the next hour. Christian, you had, before we got derailed, you had a theory. Do you remember it? Because I don't.
All right, let me say.
It's about Gronk.
Yeah, okay, so my thing, every, call it red jacket player, and I consider those guys that were drafted, developed, won Super Bowls with Bill.
Okay, yeah, that's a great term, red jacket player.
Okay, red jacket guys. Okay, Gronk is a red jacket guy, and every guy, even Nikovic, okay, maybe he's on the cusp, but whatever, all those guys have press conferences where they get to thank guys. Bill talks about how great they are. He's the best Patriot. You know, no one ever worked harder. All those cliches. Like the most recent guy that retires is suddenly the hardest worker of all the previous guys. But whatever, he's now the hardest working guy that he's ever coached. And they all get that. They all get that like that victory lap. And Gronk didn't get that. Gronk retired. And Gronk got no send-off. He got nothing at halftime. Hell, Ted Johnson got a halftime celebration when he retired. Every person gets it. Every red jacket guy gets it. Gronk didn't get it. It actually even worse, because even when Gronk decided to retire, that Bill was asked about him at the owner's meeting or the coaches meeting that they have every year, and he refused to talk about him. The dude's retired. Why can't you talk about him? Now, I think that this is the ultimate grudge of all grudges. Because I think Bill thought that Gronk wasn't going to retire. Bill said there's no way that Gronk is going to walk away from $8 million. Like, he's not going to just say screw it. And he did. And I think Bill holds a grudge with that. I think he's a little pissed off about that. So he won't speak about him. Because, you know, he's that's the way he is. So when he had an opportunity to, I guess, you know, shine all over Gronk, mm-hmm. he didn't take the opportunity to do it. He never welcomed him back and said, hey, come speak in front of the team like Nikovich. Let me introduce you. Let the crafts come. Hey, no one's ever going to wear 87. Hey, there's a spot up there in the stadium, the Ring of Honor, that whole thing. I can't wait to put a red jacket on you. He didn't get any of that.
Right. Well, Bill also is the king of petty, too, right?
So, well, that's my point.
Right. So not only does he hold...
But he retired, Wiggy.
Right. No, I understand that. But I think it's like you said, he holds the grudge. And then not only is it because of Gronk not really knowing, hey, Bill, you know, Bill thinking he's going to come back and play. But also think about the injury stuff that Gronk had with his family and his dad and all that other stuff. Remember,
Gordy was not a favorite of Bill Belichick.
Right. So there was letters and all that thing came out. So now Bill, we know he's the king of the grudge. Now he's the king of petty. And that's why you don't get Gronk having the red jacket.
Okay, so is that it, Gary? Is it just straight pettiness? So he's not able to look past everything that he's done, all the injuries, all the big plays that he's made, all the Super Bowls that he helped. You can't be the bigger person and look past it. Or was it so contentious and he surprised you so much and he put you in such a crappy position that you refuse to admit that this guy deserve some recognition? Or did you never believe he was going to retire in the first place? He always thought he was coming back.
It's a great question, and you could apply it to Brady too, because I believe that Bill thought that Tom would never leave. And to set things up for the next hour, has that arrogance cost Bill Belichick, and will it be his demise? Because right now Bill Belichick is Cam Newton at quarterback, and they're out of the playoffs, and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are going to the postseason, and I think can make a run. So Fourier, it's a great question. Wiggs, great insight. More on Bill running Brady and Gronk out of town. Will it be the end for him coming up? This is NFL Sunday. I got to read this. Josh, thank you. I blew
Come
it.
Come on.
That was a great tease.
Yeah, you were so
good.
You know what? If you called Gare Bear 1-800-GARE BEAR, like, you know, it would never be, you would never have that awkwardness.
All right, I'm going to read this in my 1-800-GARE BEAR voice. Okay. All right, Josh, is this okay? Can I do that?
Yes.
I approve, yeah.
Yeah, Kaplansky may cancel the account, but you're listening to NFL Sunday, presented by Kaplansky Insurance. More choices, more savings. Kaplansky.com.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait to go buy a computer.
Buy Zooty. Build any.
Yeah, I want an app. I can't wait to build an app. Keep going, Gary.
Build any app.
Oh, it happens quick, too, doesn't it? They do it fast. They do it so fast, Gary. Yeah.
Jesus,
keep
I'm
going.
Ill. Your
what
company
else?
Needs. Fast.
Ooh.
Oh, wait a minute. Build any app your company needs fast.
Yeah.
Zooty.com for details. By Northeast Electrical.
Oh, my God. I can't wait to put some lights up. Yeah, keep going. What else? Oh, yeah. They got a great counter where you buy lots of stuff. Go ahead. Keep going.
And by the New England Recovery Center of Westboro. This is NFL Sunday.
This is WEEI.